For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Here to speak about some recent events that involved the killing of four Royal Canadian Mounted Police by a violent career criminal. This is a continuation of our discussion with Eugene Oscapella, one of the founding members of the Canadian Foundation for Drug Policy.
The issue is whether this unfortunate incident with the police, and it was quite tragic, but I can remind your listeners that I cannot remember an event in Canada where a police officer was killed in a raid on a grow-op. There have certainly been many incidents where there has been excessive violence by the police in raiding grow-ops, but I'm not aware of any incident, at least in recent years, where a police officer was killed in raiding a grow-op. So, in effect, they're not as violent as the senior police management are making them out to be. But nonetheless, this whole event has led the government to probably put the brakes on the bill that is now before Canada's Parliament, which would reduce the penalties for possession and production of small amounts of marijuana so that they would only become ticketable offenses. So that may have the events that had nothing to do with a grow-op, just a violent person who hated the police, may have actually affected the progress of Canada's proposed new drug law.
In many instances, when they raid these grow-ops, they find guns. People arm themselves to prevent burglaries.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I mean, because there certainly are grow-op rip-offs happening, so people have to protect themselves against other people who are going to come in and steal stuff off their property. But the interesting thing is that I don't think the actual rate of firearm possession is any higher in the grow-offs than it is in the community at large. I was looking at some statistics from a report looking at the at grow operations in British Columbia during the late 1990s, and about 6% of the grow-offs had weapons present when they were raided, but that's probably not far off from the percentage of Canadian homes that have weapons in them in any event. So it's not as if, I don't think it's as if grow-offs are necessarily more likely to have weapons than any other building and than any other, say, place in Canada or than any other family home, at least. You know, the claims that the grow-ops necessarily have a lot of high-powered weaponry probably aren't borne out. But you're quite right that people are afraid of having their grow-ops attacked by other people and having people come in and steal it. And that, again, is the problem of the unregulated market.
Our guest on next week's Cultural Baggage, Mike Gray, Chairman of Common Sense for Drug Policy. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.